Well, because not only there is renewed fighting in the country over the last few days, but also because we see a number of ex-Seleka and Muslim civilians now fleeing towards the north of the country. So the situation is really worsening and it's getting even more dangerous than it was before.
And why are these people fleeing towards the north of the country?
Well, since about a week ago, clashes have restarted between anti-Seleka and ex-Seleka supported by armed Muslim civilians in several Bangui neighborhoods. And after those clashes, mobs have been looting Muslim shops, homes, as well as mosques. So there's been a number of ex-Seleka and Muslim civilians who decided to flee towards the north of the country.
Have you been able to establish the number? Is it significant?
No, unfortunately, we're not able to assess the situation in terms of numbers because, as you know, it's extremely volatile, extremely fluid and dangerous. However, we also have received reports of very serious incidents of violence beyond Bangui in several towns on the way to the north.
What is happening in some of these towns?
Well, in Boua, for example, despite the presence of the African peacekeeping troops, there have been clashes reported between ex-Seleka and anti-Balaka on January 20 and 21, and several civilians as well as ex-Seleka fighters were killed. From what we've heard now, anti-Balaka now control the town, which has been mainly deserted, and anti-Balaka have now threatened international organizations that are sheltering the Muslim relatives of their staff. It's just one case in Boua, but we've also heard allegations of a town nearby Boua, which is called Baora, where anti-Balaka reportedly attacked Muslim civilians recently, less than a week ago, and they've killed allegedly at least 80 people and injured several hundred people. So we can see the situation is really getting even worse.
Some of these towns have been attacked despite the presence of African Union peacekeepers. Are they unable to deal with the crisis? What's happening?
I cannot talk on behalf of the African peacekeeping troops. Obviously, they've deployed people. For instance, in Bangui, we know that random troops were present in several neighborhoods and they tried to calm down the situation. Now it's very difficult to control those mobs. And we understand that they were trying to disarm people who were wearing ammunition and weapons, but they couldn't stop really the looting because it was extremely large.
Now, the country has appointed a new head of state, Catherine Samba-Panza, and she has called for an end to the violence. Is her message not being received effectively by the rebel groups?
Well, we welcome this appointment, obviously, and her calls for an end to the violence. Now, obviously, the situation is extremely complex. We've also noticed that there is a proliferation of armed groups. So restoring security is a really huge challenge now, but very much needed. So every effort in that direction is more than welcome. And we hope this appointment can help improve the situation. But the reality is that it's a very complex situation. It's a very difficult one.